You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, if you grew up in an angry home, then you're going to think it's okay to be angry all the time. Come on, how many know if you grew up in a home where mama and daddy would scream and fight and throw things at each other, then when you get married, you think that's normal? You don't see anything wrong with it. Come on. Listen, I can testify to this because I grew up with two brothers. I had no sisters. And we fought over everything. I mean, we fought. Not just screaming and yelling. We busted doors. We hit each other. We dragged each other through the yard. And then when I got married, I thought that's how you're supposed to handle Kim. I mean, that ain't how you do it. Come on, help me somebody. But if it's based on your environment, it's called environmental determinism. Amen? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce to you today that all these things in our life are very, very powerful. All these things are very real. But here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. He says, you have been born again. But this time you were born with an incorruptible seed. In other words, you're not born with a seed that's got malfunctioning DNA. I don't care what's trying to determine you. You got new DNA. You got new genes this morning. You weren't born with a seed that has some kind of psychological limitation. You don't have that seed in you. You're not born with a seed that can be overpowered by its environment. You're not born with a seed that can take you out and make your mind dysfunctional. You were born with the seed of Jesus Christ in you. You've been regened. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm regened. That's the seed of which you have been born this morning. I want you to understand something. Genetics are powerful. Somebody say they're powerful. Psychological things are powerful. Somebody say it's powerful. Environments are powerful. Somebody say it's powerful. But none of them and all of them together are not more powerful than the blood of Jesus Christ. It cannot stand against the cross of Jesus Christ. In Christ, you have the ability to reshape your world. You don't have to be taken out by anything. Do you believe that today? The cross is more powerful than anything that's ever shaped your life. Somebody shout, I'm born again. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus and he says, I want to know how I can get myself into the kingdom. And Jesus says to him, Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Or you're never going to see the kingdom of heaven. Literally, that word right there is you will never comprehend the kingdom of God. Comprehend. You will never understand the kingdom of God. If you're not born again, you can't understand what happened. Come on, amen. You have to be born again, Nicodemus. You have to be born again. He says, well, how in the world can I be born again? I'm a grown man. I can't get back up in my mother's womb anymore. That don't make no sense, Jesus. I'm a grown man. How do I do that? And Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you need to understand something. What is born of the flesh is flesh. But what is born of the Spirit is spirit, and it lives forever. Come on, amen. So watch this. You were born naturally to your parents, but you were born supernaturally by God. Come on, you are a supernatural creature this morning, and God is your Father. Amen. So you could say it this way, like even over in 1 John says this, that we have been refathered. Somebody say refathered. Come on, praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, you've been refathered. Now, you know what that means? How many know that a woman don't have seed? A woman's got a womb. It's the man that has seed, amen? So in order for you to be born again, there has to be a seed, amen? Come on, is everybody with me? And you were not born of natural seed. You were born of supernatural seed. You come from the seed of God. Look up to heaven and say, hello, Daddy. It's all making sense to me now. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Literally, it means that you are a new species of person. That's really what he's saying. You are not from this world. You are in it, but you ain't of it. You've already been translated when you become born again. Amen? So you know what that means? You can be in it and not be affected by it. You can live in this crazy, mixed-up culture and be in a place in your relationship with Jesus Christ where you're not affected by the world that you live in. But all of a sudden, you got something on the inside of you, so you begin to affect the world that you live in. And things begin to change when you show up. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. Woo, why? Because it don't determine you. You determine it. Come on, you determine the world that you live in this morning. Why? Because you've been refathered by God. That means your natural daddy could have had all the mess he had. He could have been all screwed up. He could have been an alcoholic, been a drug addict, could have abandoned you, could have beat you. But it don't matter anymore because you've got a new father that took the place of your old father. You've been refathered. You've been redeemed. Come on, somebody. You've been born with a new seed. Do you believe that this morning? And all those twists and bends and mess and stuff that was passed down to you, it's broken over your life today. I've been regenerated. You say, what do you mean regenerated? Regened. God has shooken you up. He's changed who you are. I no longer live by the genes from my natural parents. I now have the genes of God Almighty, the creator of the universe. He's remapped my life. My natural parents might have been mean and nasty. But my Father in heaven is awesome. Come on, somebody. He's full of peace and love and joy. And that means that I've inherited that DNA in my life today. Amen? Do you believe that? Woo! There was a time that I was a son of Mike Bumgarner. Now I'm just a son of God. Come on, go ahead and say it. I'm a child of God. Don't it just feel good? You've been regened. You've been refathered.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'll bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the broken walls and cities and live in them. My people from the nations, I'll plant them in their land. They shall grow and flourish like a vineyard, not be moved again. Alle, alleluia, oh shout for joy. When the fallen tent of David has been restored out. From the nations, I'll bring them by the hand. Jew and Gentile worshiping together as one new man. Strike the harp and play upon the timbrel. Oh, children, dance and sing, shout for joy.
Tent of David has been restored.